Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the
hello to the side of the world where the sun is shining. Good day, and hello to the side of the world where the moon is shining. Have a nice evening. I want to welcome you on our next show from the Healing Fountain on Blog Talk Radio. We have a beautiful theme today about trust, and we have a wonderful guest called Sinistry. Of course, we have Alex and we have Shanna. We have a channeling from Cryon. We have a little piece of Marcus healing for inner peace to share, and a little piece, but a wonderful piece of the Christ within to share. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome time together. So, hello, Shanna. Are you there?
Hi, yes, hello, and welcome from the UK. Welcome to our trans world co-creation of the Healing Fountain, because we all help to co-create the energies here. In fact, all the listeners do, and also the therapists. We have 17 therapists in the chat room waiting to send out healing to all the listeners. And as Marika said, Sinistry is our special guest, and she's going to be speaking about the therapy she'll be using today as she practices different modalities of healing. And she'll be leading all our therapists in the chat room who'll be sending out the healing to wherever it's needed. So now we're going to ask that you make sure you have your candles ready and your glass of water to use to ground yourself or to fire out your candle causes, whichever comes first. And while you're getting yourself sorry.
And last but not least, we want to say hello to Alex.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Alex is our technical advisor. So while everybody's getting themselves organized, we're going to, I think Alice is going to put it on, a song I wrote especially for the most radiant of the Ascended Masters, and that is Sunanda Jesus. And I wrote this one especially for him. It's called Take My Hand. Thanks, Alex.
Hold my hand when I walk the darkest night. Hold my hand when the road is cold and long. You give me reason to try to do right things.
That was really beautiful. Shanda, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So now we're going over to do the meditation in a while. I'll send you a link in the chat room. I think the most of you already know how to do it. You just click on the link and preload the video. Click the pause button and turn down the volume, please. So that we can see it all together when I give you a countdown. In the meanwhile, you are preloading the link Sinistry is going to tell us a little bit about herself and about the energy of the healing she's going to use. So, hello, Sinistry.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me here today.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming.
Well, I don't have very much to say on top of what you had shared regarding the Reiki. As we know that Reiki is, although spiritual in nature, it's not a religion of any sort. We'll be working with those energies today. And remember, we can't do anything wrong. Reiki is a completely natural source energy connecting to source from the divine, and it can't be used to harm anybody in any way. I've been working with Reiki for years and years. I really don't like to say how many years, because then, you know, it tends to date a person. But I've truly enjoyed the wonderful gifts that working with energetic healing brings into one's person's life. The results that come from working with Source are quite a wonderful gift to bring into anybody's life. And although I have worked with iridology and herbal medicine and different types of physical modalities, my tendency is to return to energetic healing simply because it's always available. And ultimately, it is spirit that heals. And if we can make that connection, we bring through the divine. And anybody can do it, although attunements are important because it teaches us the symbols as well as connects us to the higher vibration of our masters who bring us in. Outside of that, I think that that's what all I have to say about myself.
That's great.
Okay.
That's really great. Thank you very much for sharing that. And you're going, we continue on. I'm going to ask you guys if you have preloaded the link. It's going to be a meditation of the angelic invocation. It is also from Sean Christie with beautiful visuals. If you preloaded the link, then please give me a heart in the chat room so I can see it. And then we can do meditation together. I give you the link just another time to preload it. And make sure, please, to turn down the volume so that you can listen to the MP3 file that Alex is playing. And the people in the archives are able to hear it as well. And when you don't manage to preload a link, never mind. Or when you want to close your eyes, feel free to do so. You can listen it anyway. Okay. I see already hearts in the chat room. Now we can go over. Okay, I'm going to count down. And when I say yes, you click the play button. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Thank you.
And right now it's time to light our candles, if you've all got them ready. We will light the candles because the energy of fire with prayer and focused intention is one way in which we can manifest our goals. And our goals this evening are to send out the healing. And there are 26 healing therapists in the chat room right now. We also light the candle, signify that we're a circle of light and love. And as soon as we have the candles lit, we're going to invite the angelic realm. We're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. Please bring your love and protection. Thank you. And the Archangel Uriel of the East, please bring love and upliftment. Thank you. And the Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring wisdom and love. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing. We're also going to ask for the assistance, Angel Metatron, who's in charge of the hosts of angels, often called the Eye of God. Thank you. We're now in the presence of the angelic realm. We're going to ask them to close around our circle of love and light, and all the healers that are in the chat room, there are 27 healers now, and the healers who are also listening, and help us to send out the healing to anywhere that it's needed. So if we synchronize our breathing, all breathe together, breathing in now, and breathing out, breathing in the love, upliftment, and healing. Breathing out all the frustrations of the day. And I know that you know how to open your chakras, and they've been being opened while we've been inviting the angelic realm. So just imagine all your chakra wheels all spinning and resonating and channeling, and we're going to hand you over to Sinistry.
Please do the mantra.
Okay, Narika.
Now wait for Alex to play the music.
Yeah, the switchboard just refreshed. Give me a second.
Oh, yes, half a second. And then I can tell you, people, that after I read the mantra, which was channeled, and I read it, and after that, we go over to a little piece of the Christ Within, which I can share with you. It releases on 11/11, and I'll give you a link in the chat room on the end of the show, so you can see it. And then we can, because otherwise it distracts a little bit from the healing. So now we can continue on to our serious part. Are you ready, Alex?
Yeah. The track I have is called Universal Healing.
That's for Sinistry. Oh, but it doesn't matter. Play a nice background music. Doesn't matter which one. I will ask all listeners, citizens of Mother Earth, to be aware of your connection with her and all that is. See yourself where you are right now. Close your eyes and visualize with me. You are standing on our world globe. Visualize we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands, surrounding her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into one space. They are focused on the crystal heart of our Mother Earth. We are now starting to feel her heartbeat as the heartbeat for all humanity. We feel the energy of healing flowing from within our heart, through the heart of Mother Earth, and back to us, and flowing all around the world through the hands we are holding. We can see and feel the most beautiful energy flow of healing flowing around a circle of light. Above the center of the earth, we see a giant book floating in space. It is the book of healing requests. We can write down all names we want. And we are with 29 healers in the chat room right now to do this together. The first name you can write down in the book is your own name. Now please write it down. Now you can add any name you want from any person, animal, or plant you want. We even write down the name of all citizens of Mother Earth. I do this one. I give you a little bit of time to write down all that comes to your mind. For people who need to see. I write down all names in healing houses. And now that that is done, we see the book of healing backs down. She has stopped in the center of the earth, the place where all hearts are focused on, all Christ within hearts. Now I want to give a little bit of special attention to the Christ within and share a little piece with you. But from that, humanity, hold your light in integrity. Allow a great stream of love to pour out the heart from the Christ within. Think of the larger plan. Your first thought must be trust. Trust is the first. Your world is completing a cycle. It's coming easily. The world can be completed in many different ways. The end is fixed upon you, but there are many probabilities. You are here to bring about the greater light. And now I go over and keep our focus and keep feeling this beautiful energy. And I'll hand the stick over to Sinistry to do her healing session with a little introduction about the Metatron channeling. Can you speak, Sinistry?
I thought we were going to do the meditation first before I continued on what it was about, but that's fine.
I couldn't hear you because the music was on.
Yeah, could you speak up a little bit?
I thought we were going to play the meditation prior to my speaking.
Okay, it's fine with me. It was, we have a meditation for Metatron channeled by Cryon. Do you want anything, want to add anything about that, Sinistry?
It's from the Cryon School Spiritual Course of Awakening. They have their own website. On this website, there are several free products available to get you started. This is one of the MP3s that they provide for us to listen to before coming involved with them. Cryon is channeled through several people at this time, but this is one of the nicer ones, in my opinion, of course, but it is quite a nice meditation that they bring to you.
Okay.
Cryon energy has been channeled for almost 20 years by different individuals, and anybody who channels can bring through the Cryon energy and share information with us. I'm not at this time one of those people, but that would be great to look forward to. Anyway, please enjoy this next meditation. Are you going to play it?
Yeah, I hit play. That's not
okay.
Doing it, though.
From the spheres of El Shaddai, I greet you with the words Omar Tassat. I am Melek Metatron. I am Ahakinim. I am the first projection of the divine field of thoughts, and I am the God Presence. I am the Lord of Hosts, and also called the Eye of God. My essence is alignment, the divine reality, the divine light. I radiate my light into the whole universe, to the many planets, and currently I direct my vibration with special attention to planet Mother Earth. and you are an Om Tat Sat, a light worker, and you have the intention in your heart to take 48 steps of divine reality with the 36 high counselors of the light. They are 48 steps into awakening, into divine reality, so that God can awaken in you, stepping out of duality, stepping out of polarity. Understanding, knowing, and feeling what duality and polarity mean into the divine reality, and thus the veil of oblivion will be drawn back. During the steps, the high counselors of the light will carry you, lead you, direct you. You will receive many messages which feel new to you, many things which you have never heard. But it is, after all, the new age. This new age also includes new messages for Lady Gaia and for you. And the ascension into the new dimension is a very personal, a very individual thing, even though it will be a planetary ascension. Your soul has heard the call, and where up to now it was within the realms of possibility to develop yourself spiritually to the point where you achieved a state of enlightenment. You now have the possibility to reach awakening. This means your DNA strands will be decoded. All your structures stored subconsciously will be transformed. The changing of yourselves, which will change anew in the collective of the light. The most important thing for these steps is that you express intention. This intention has to be so strong that the high counselors of the light will see it. When this has happened, we will support you. We will give you everything you need to awaken. What does ascension mean? Much has been written and said about it, but very much has also been misunderstood. Ascension into the new energy level means, first of all, that every human being understands that Mother Earth has her own consciousness. Lady Gaia is subject to the law of free will, and Lady Gaia has formed the intention to ascend into the new dimension. Now the human beings have the choice of joining Mother Earth to ascend into the new dimension with her. That includes that for the first time something unique is happening, because for this ascension into the new dimension, you will keep your human body, your physical body. To further explain this, I would like to go back to earlier incarnations. So many times you have incarnated on Mother Earth, striving for the light and for your enlightenment. You have gathered your experiences, and yet you always knew when you reached enlightenment, the consequence was that you experienced physical death and ascended to the light spheres with your soul. That was the most you were able to achieve. Now, in the new vibration, it is the case that for the first time you can overcome physical death to live as an immortal human being on the new Mother Earth. Perhaps it is still beyond your mind to understand this, but Melek Metatron tells you this is the truth. You will have the possibility to overcome physical death, the possibility to rejuvenate, the possibility to reach perfect health, inner peace and calmness. You will be able to live human love in a way which may be inconceivable to you now. Through initiations, your energy will be raised and your star tetrahedron will activate itself. The consequence is that later you will be able to materialize and dematerialize yourself with your body, that you will master teleportation, that structures and crystals which no longer serve you will be removed, that you will discover attributes in yourself, the attributes of an avatar. You will become much more sensitive, clairaudient, clairsentient, and clairvoyant. It will also be the case that you will go through the occasional process during the 48 steps. But that is part of the path to awakening. You may often have doubts because you think you see and feel too little when you go on journeys with your consciousness. But all of this, believe me, is only a reflection of your ego. For if the intention to awaken is strong in your heart, then you will rise to a divine human being. Between the 48 steps, there will be so-called ascension steps, which comprise alignment, manifestation, and strengthening of the energy increase. It is such a big gift. And the 36 High Counselors of the Light will always be with you. They will carry you, lead you, love you, comfort you. They will share the joy with you. They will experience the wonders with you. They will always be there. At night, work will be done on you. You will be led to lucid dreams. Nothing in your life will be as it once was. You will also have a lot of fun and joy with your steps. Sometimes perhaps resistance too. But having reached the 48th step, you will understand everything and know everything. Deep inside, you will have realized that awakening began with step one. We love you so much. Melek Metatron is often asked, what happens if one falls asleep doing one of the exercises or during a channeling? And Metatron gives you an answer. Do not worry about that. Your subconscious will take it all in. It is about the energy which you receive when you play the channeling and listen to it. Your light body will expand automatically. Do not ever put yourself under pressure with the steps, neither with the weekly exercises. For remember always that the most important part is that your intention is strong in you. And Melek Metatron from the spheres of El Shaddai will now give you your first exercise for the coming week. Step one comprises that you learn to trust. Muna Oha. Use the crystal Muna Oha as often as you can. Have faith in yourself and trust the 36 High Counselors of the Light. Have faith in the Divine I Am Presence. Trust the Divine Light in you. The exercise of the first week comprises that you trust that in every situation as it shows itself to you, and no matter how you feel about it, everything is bound to be right, that everything is happening for your good, and that every situation as it shows itself to you is right for you at that time. Trust even where you might normally be distrustful. Have faith in the people who are close to you. Have faith in the divine in these people. When you wake up in the morning, your first words are to be, I trust, Muna Oha. Remember again and again during the day, Muna Oha. Trust the most important point of all your steps. For without trust, there cannot be a divine awakening. Without trust, you cannot feel the divine powers in you. Have faith in my words and tell yourself again and again. I trust. Muna Oha. If you come across something, be it a situation or a person, show with your gestures and with your words that you trust. This is the first step. The first step which will lead you to awakening. And this step does not end with the next exercise, but this step will always accompany you, and you will anchor it in your heart again and again. Malik Metatron tells you again, trust is most important on your path. Intention and trust. Malik Metatron from the spheres of El Shaddai invites you to repeat these words after him. Kodush. Kodush. Kodush Adonai Tzivayot. Ahei Esh Ahei. Ahei Esh Ahei. Ahei Esh Ahei. Soham. Malik Metatron from the spheres of El Shaddai says goodbye to you. But my energy, as well as the energy of the High Counselors of the Light, will be with you always from this moment on. You will feel that you are being carried. You will feel that you are being loved immeasurably. Malik Metatron speaks to you, Om Tat Sat, and says, An Anasha.
Is it now complete?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is complete.
All right.
So now it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
El Shaddai is a reference to the divine field, divine energy in the universe, and Kadosh, Kadosh, Adonai, Sabaoth is holy, holy, is the Lord of hosts. I am who I am. I just wanted to give you a couple of things from the site to give you a reference point for the light language she was using. I Trust is the name of our show, and really it's a great way to start our day. After testing this, I've really been impressed with how it affects your interactions throughout the day and the people around you and how you feel about pretty much anything when you're out in nature. To experience your emotions through I Trust is truly healing in itself. This is a really great way to start the healing session, and I'd like to continue to stay in this energy set here. We'll continue to anchor this loving energy. Please consider yourselves as beacons of light. Concentrate on sending light energy out into our world and to the listeners on the radio broadcast. See yourself sending loving, healing energy to everyone and everything in the world. You are powerful. Mother Earth is ascending into a new dimension, and every human being is able to take part in this change and in this process. We're included in this process. For the healers that are with us in the chat room, please assist in sending your healing energies to Mother Earth Gaia and the lives of the people here requesting healing. We really are the world. Send loving and peaceful thoughts. And this is enormously powerful in this sacred place we've created. It will be quiet while we focus on the energies, and I'll be sending and working with the healing Reiki energy to send to the listeners here while the music plays. Omar Tassat, Mona Oha. You can play the music now, and we'll work for the next few minutes on sending the energies out to the people on the show and who will be listening in the archives.
Thank you.
group, I certainly felt it here. I'm going to ask everybody to also recall the beautiful energy they sent out, because I'm sure it's all trying to get back to you, and what we send out with such great love returns tenfold. So get ready for the light, my friends. I'll hand this back to Jer. Thank you.
Oh, it was so beautiful. Thank you very much, Sinistri, for the beautiful music and the beautiful energy you sent with us. Now, and we have someone we knew in common, we know, Marcus, and he gives us a little thing to share. I'm going to read it. Alex is writing it down in the chat room, and I ask you to please say it out loud from behind your computer. Say it out loud while Alex is playing it, okay? Can you play a little background music, Alex? Then I'm going to start. Okay. And it's important to anchor the now, the word now. I am dynamic energy of Gaia now. I am dynamic energy of Divine Mother now. I am dynamic energy of Prime Creator now. I am dynamic energy of Omniverse Christ now. I am dynamic energy of our Ascension Team now. I am dynamic energy of our Ascension Team throughout my totality of my being now. I am dynamic energy of Omniverse Creator throughout my totality of my being now. I am dynamic energy of Omniverse Christ throughout my totality of my being now. You can repeat it for yourself as often as you like. It's really uplifting. Now we continue on to Shana for the chakra closing.
Thank you. Well, if you'd like to pretend that you have doors and all go to the top of your head, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, closing that door. Just leaving a tiny little gap to connect you strongly to Mother Earth, to keep you connected right into the heart of Gaia, but knowing that you can open all the doors anytime you wish. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of blue light to keep us safe and protected until next time we meet. He's taking you by the hand, putting you in the blue pyramid. And he's sealing the top, where you'll be safe and protected. Thank you, Archangel Michael.
And we want to thank the angelic realm for being with us here tonight, today, or this afternoon, or this morning, wherever you are. We also want to thank Marita and Alex and our lovely special guest Sinistry. All the therapists in the room, there's still 28 therapists sending out healing to all the people out there. And we'd like to ask that the angelic realm be in the archives later for anyone listening in. Thank all of you for joining us and helping us to create this beautiful energy, because it's the combination of all of us joining together from all over the world that has made this beautiful energy this evening. Don't forget to drink plenty of water to keep you grounded to Mother Earth, and also to release any toxins that may have been created by the therapy. Next week we have Shamaness as our special guest, and she's in the chat room this evening sending out healing.
Okay, and now
thank you, Marika.
I'd like to share a little writing with you. You can leave the music on, Alex, if you want, because I have a little piece channeled about trust, and I want to share it. It was about a day. There was a day, and things were different than normal, and something I was really looking forward to didn't happen, and then I was asking myself, well, it has to be orchestrated from higher consciousness that it has not happened. And afterward, I channeled this. Some days are special. They are given to you by the universe to integrate your actions and put them into deeds. Indeed. Indeed. When silence appears, there is time to go within, to be the Christ who comes forth through our heart, through heart connections, and third eye till central sun connections, to all central suns of all universe that is, to all space between the central suns, to all space surrounding that into eternity. Expansion is all that is. Trust is the first truth. Trust in the process. Trust in mass creation. Trust in your own creation. Trust in co-creation. Trust in yourself, for you are all that is.
And that was beautiful, Marika. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I think we may have time for a song, do we?
Yes, we do. You can do, how many minutes do we have? 10?
Nine.
Okay. Can we play a little, shall we play a writer video of today? The perfect timing one?
Yes, if we've time.
Yes, it's only 4 minutes, we can.
Okay, we love the writer videos.
It's wonderful, this one.
They're all on http://www.goldring.wetpaint.com. I didn't expect it to have such a low beginning. Sorry.
You ready?
Yes, sorry.
Lord,
concept of time ending is not accurate. Consciousness is ascending, and with consciousness ascending, time is becoming collective, where the now moment is being shared in instants across your globe through the expansion of your mind, which is becoming unified. Consciousness is unifying time and this unifying life. And by this unification, the requirement is that the space that you live upon, the earth that you exist within, the solar system that you are part of, become unified. When it becomes unified, then the energy of time, which is your energy, and the stream of energy that you create, becomes one stream in harmony. In that harmony, all things are possible. In that harmony, all things are created instantly, and the manifestation is perfect.
Thank you very much for being here. It was a wonderful, wonderful healing session with Joelle and with our beautiful guest. And be sure to make sure to be with us next week with the healing of shamaness. And we want to close out with a song about Have a Little Faith in Me. Thank you all. I love you very much. Bye-bye.
Me too. Bye.
When the road gets dark and you can no longer see, just let my love throw a spark and have a little faith in me. When the tears
cry. All you can believe, just give these loving arms a try, baby, and have a little faith in me, and have a little faith in me. A little faith in me. You see, time.